You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sat on the couch last night instead of watching one of the, British crime shows that we're into. I had seen a quick little flash on the screen. You know how Netflix will show you something, briefly. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. What was that? And it's funny because I'm not even on Netflix that much anymore. That's probably one of the streaming services I use the least. However, there's a show that I think you might really like too, Jer, because you're into music, even though you're not into older music necessarily, I guess. I guess you're into like John Denver, but
No, some of my playlists are definitely 80s and, 90s hip hop. I'm a 90s alternative guy. I love all the 90s alternative.
All right, you got to go back a little bit more
than
that.
So more? But like 70s, 60s?
70s especially, but okay. Here's the thing. It's also your love of art. So it's a documentary. It's about a 90-minute documentary about this company that became legendary for their album cover art that they did. And, that's one of the things when people talk about, missing the old days of vinyl, even though vinyl's having a little bit of a resurgence, compared to, A, CDs, which were tiny little things, and now just little thumbnails. If you're, streaming online or something like that, you're just getting a little thumbnail.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the artwork isn't even that important. In fact, there was a funny point during this documentary where somebody was talking about their daughter asking, it was some rock star talking about, hey, I'm going to, it was the dude from Oasis, one of the guys from Oasis, who was talking about to his daughter about, hey, I'm going to go have a meeting to pick out the artwork for the cover of this album. She goes, artwork? What are you talking about? And she couldn't even grasp that was an important element, because all she sees is this tiny little thumbnail, plus, just the name of the act, and that's mm-hmm. all she goes by.
Yeah.
But this fascinating documentary about this company called Hypnosis, which did so many classic album covers for about a 10 to 12 year period before they kind of disintegrated. They kind of blew up from within because the two guys had a falling out, blah, blah, blah. But they show all of the classic album covers from bands like Led Zeppelin and Paul McCartney and Genesis. Nice. And ELO and acts like that. And some of the most iconic album covers ever, including the classic Dark Side of the Moon cover for Pink Floyd, which many say is the greatest album cover of all time. Hmm. So if you're into art and music and the combination of those and how this all came together, really fascinating documentary. And it's called, because I know some people say, what's it called? It's called Squaring the Circle. Squaring the Circle. It's on Netflix, and you probably find it some other places. Yeah, right. If you're into that kind of history of when art really was used to sell rock music, it's a fascinating story.
I just added it to my queue. It's in the queue. It's on
really
the list.
Really cool stuff, man. And interviews with a ton of the artists that were involved. A couple of the guys from Led Zeppelin are interviewed. Paul McCartney is interviewed. At least three of the guys from Pink Floyd are interviewed about all of this.
Hmm. And all right.
What it was like picking out this art and how they created it many times is just really fascinating. So Squaring the Circle on Netflix, that is recommendation for this week.
I can dig it, man. Thank you for that.
What about you?
This seems probably very basic to a lot of people, but for me, it brings me a tad bit of anxiety. I have a first date today with yet another dentist, because I had to fire my dentist 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm checking out a new location today. My previous dentist, it just was like there was three actual dentists working there. And by the time I left, there was one. The hygienists were coming and going. I started reading, reviews about them. And like, I just always felt like I was a burden when I was there. I don't need the red carpet treatment or anything like that. But at least when you come in to start drilling on my teeth, say, hi, how are you? Everything okay? Before you just,
yep.
She just sat down and just went at it. She didn't even acknowledge I was there. So I was like, I think it's time to move on. So I'm trying a new one today, and it's based off a friend recommendation because a friend works there. And I'm generally not into doing like medical stuff with friends and having friends have access to all my stuff. But I was like, it's just teeth. It's
this
just
could be
teeth.
Problematic too, because now if you go and you don't like it,
what do I
do? Your friend works there, and so is that going to damage your relationship with your friend?
It possibly could. It definitely possibly could. Hmm. But it's just the whole act of meeting somebody new that's a medical provider, you know, and I'm stuck in my ways. I've had the same doctor since I was in my teens, the same optometrist since I was in my teens, and then previously, my dentist was I had him since the 80s, since I started getting teeth, like in the 80s, and then he had to go up and die, so now I'm on the search for a dentist again, and it's the whole process is so uncomfortable. You got to get in there, make the small talk.
You're a sentimental guy, so it's no surprise that you have the same medical providers.
I know, it's a comfort zone with those people, you know, they know you, they know your history, and then starting fresh.
I get it, man.
And the whole small talk today, what do you do?
Good luck to you today with that, and good luck with your friendship. You know, I was sitting in the dentist chair yesterday.
Were you?
Because when I scheduled my trip to Denver, when I was in Denver last week, 6 months earlier, I had scheduled an appointment. And so, I don't know, in like September, I called up the dentist. I said, I'm not going to be able to make that November 7th thing. Can we reschedule? And they go, how about April?
Yeah.
And I said, April? They go, that's where we're booking out now. And they said, well, I tell you what we can do. We can put you on a list. And if somebody cancels.
Yep, get on the list.
I was like, well,
that's
please, I don't want to go almost a year between cleanings.
Yeah, that's not good. But man, they're packed, aren't they?
So they reached out to me yesterday morning and they said, we have an opening, 2:00, if you can make it. And I was like, I'm there because I don't want to wait till April.
Yeah.
And so, they got me in. And you know what? I was thinking about you. Because the hygienist that I have is really good, but she is a want to make a lot of conversation.
Can't stand it.
I don't get that.
Neither.
And here's the other thing about her. Bless her heart. She's the sweetest lady. But have you ever encountered somebody like that who talks in sing-song?
Give me an example.
So instead of saying, all right, I'm going to rinse you out now. She's like, I'm going to rinse you out now.
Boy,
we are looking
annoying.
Forward to Thanksgiving.
Somebody's got a cavity. Yeah. Cavity.
It's probably time for us to go and get some x-rays. Everything is like sung.
Oh, no. I'd be like, please stop that.
She's a sing-songer.
Please stop that.
And have you had the new form of x-rays where they don't put the little thing in your mouth and you bite down and they put the thing up against your face? Have you not?
And it's like it's just like a digital piece they put on there or something, right? It's like a sensor.
No, this is all new, dude. All new. You go into another room. You stand up and you put your face in this little contraption thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then a thing circles around your head.
Yeah.
And it plays music while it's doing it.
Don't move. Don't move.
No, it's actual song, like piano song that plays while it's going around your head.
Yeah, I've done that. That can't be healthy.
That's what I thought.
Cannot be healthy.
Is this a good thing? Should I be having this thing do this inside my head right now?
You know what? Also, what I did yesterday is I went onto the website of the new place and I looked at all the hygienists on there. And have you ever done that where you're like, oh no, I hope I don't get that one? Because they look like they're, you know, rough.
Mean.
There was like two on there. One was this big dude. I was like, I hope I don't get him.
I can put up with the sing-songy of my hygienist because she does a good job.
She's delicate.
And she's not painful.
That's good.
It's all good. Yeah. Here's the embarrassing thing about that. I don't remember her name.
Oh, yeah. That's normal. Nobody ever remembers their name.
Well, I used to know my hygienist in Colorado.
I don't remember the name.
And now I'm at the point where I've now been in enough times. Now I can't say, what was your name again?
Oh, you do it when you book, though. Be like, who did I have last time? Can you put me with her? Just do one of those.
I could do that. But I think they would be wise to me, too, because I have it's the same lady at the front desk. And I have only seen the same hygienist. So if I start asking now, they're going to be like, dude, you've seen her like 9 times.
Is she getting it good enough, though? Getting your teeth good enough if she's so gentle and delicate? And
I thought the same thing, but it's really good. And then the dentist walks in, and he's like that guy that I told you that he doesn't really talk to me. He talks only to the hygienist when he comes in.
Oh, this guy again.
Yeah, he's just talking to her about some other business. He doesn't even talk about me or anything. He's talking to her about something else. And then at the very end, he's like, no, you're all good. No cavities. You're good to go and stuff like that. I'll see you in 6 months. Yeah. And then he walks out. So I don't know anything about my dentist.
Well,
nothing. He's never worked on me. He's just looked in my mouth while talking to the hygienist.
Yeah, what are they looking for in there? She's going to be the one that spots anything of concern. He's unnecessary. Okay. I've declined the dentist before. She's, you know, they've asked, hey, would you like the dentist? I'm good. You see anything? Yeah, nah, we good. Get me out of here.
I agree. You pick a dentist office for the hygienist, not for the dentist, as far as I'm concerned.
Except that one guy today. Giant.
The burly dude? You don't want him, huh?
It's like the Rock working on you.